We are the greatest dykes in the world. Mackenzie Goodwin, Rachel Scanlon, Worldwide Dykes for Life. Hey, two dykes, two dykes, two dykes, one mic, one mic, one mic, one mic. Yeah, two dykes, two dykes.
Obviously, there's a few things I want to say to you.
Okay.
Number one, I watched the Britney documentary
and
cried.
Yeah, I need to watch it still.
You need to watch it. It's very important because I feel like a lot of things were happening to us. We were very young at this time.
Yeah, we weren't, I think, aware of the impacts that were going on behind the scenes on her as a performer.
Exactly. Very fun to look at, yeah. And I highly recommend it.
Okay.
That also being said, I made you laugh so hard that I was worried that you were going to have another pee trauma.
I was nervous.
You fell. I've never.
I fell over.
I know you laugh hard at me all the time because that's why you like me, because yeah. I make you laugh so hard because I do dumb fucking shit. But I haven't seen you pause, jump in the air, and fall on the ground laughing.
I fell over. It's almost like I blacked out because my brain was trying to process what had just happened, which was... You didn't give me any lead up. You just said, trust me, you're going to want to film this. And you started putting a hoop in your ear. Mm-hmm. And then while I was filming, you flipped your hair and you started singing Hoops, I Did It Again.
Yeah.
By Britney Spears.
Which is so funny.
And so incredibly stupid.
Very dumb.
And it caught me off guard so hard that I fell over, cry laughing.
And I said, well, did you even get it? And you said no. But it was really fun to see you laugh that hard. And I thought you were going to piss yourself for a second there.
I did too.
Because you were in such a small little
ball
that I was she's going to piss. I said, that girl, she's going to piss. Welcome to Two Dykes and a Mic. My name is Rachel Scanlon.
I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
We are legally married.
We are not.
And spiritually entwined sensually. You did just open your legs when I said that. As if to say, come on in, Captain. As if to say, all aboard, bitch.
I was moving around.
Who do you think has the flattest pussy between the two of us?
Probably me.
I don't know.
I think mine's probably flatter.
Mine is much flatter.
Can we tell them why we're talking about this? You said something about having like a fly pussy. And
yeah.
I heard flat. And we... got on the topic of if our pussies were flat.
Which is such a fun thing to talk about with your platonic best friend. I also...
Yes.
I brought it up because I said, I have no idea how I bagged such a beautiful girlfriend. I don't know what I bring to the table. And then I said, oh, right, my fly pussy.
Yeah.
Anyways, you want to know this message I just opened right now?
Okay, you opened a message, a DM.
Which I normally don't do them in... I normally do them in chronological order, first in, first out, if you will. If you've ever worked in the service industry, you fucking hear me. You fucking hear me,
we
bitch.
Get it.
Okay, so this part... But this just like... It seems right, okay? It says, are you guys able to rate my Tinder and offer some suggestions?
Absolutely.
With
photos. I would love nothing more.
I have not looked at this yet. I would love to, in real time, just rate and give suggestions to this Tinder profile. I'm like, do we know this person?
No. Well, I've never met her.
I've never met anyone other than you.
Yeah. Let's keep it that way.
Okay. Here's her opening page. I'm like, it says to review it so we can like read it, right?
Let's not read her name,
okay.
But it says, all right, 24, and you have the
rainbow emoji.
So right off the bat, I know you're queer.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your profile picture, the first one, isn't as close as it should be.
I
think you're going to want to get closer.
So show the head.
She's got a photo of her sitting down in a chair holding a glass of like a cocktail.
Looks like a beer.
A beer. Okay. So she's holding a drink. She's out at a bar. She's having fun. I love that she's having fun. She's out.
Smiling.
Shows that she does things.
It's well lit.
Yeah.
I kind of like a full body first picture.
I disagree. You're not going to turn as many heads.
Without showing them like a headshot, like a chest up.
I think it should be tighter.
Show the eyes.
Yeah, this is a full body shot. I think you're going to want to get closer because people are swiping.
Yeah.
You want something to stop them from swiping manically.
Right. And maybe a little closer, make eye contact, connect.
Yeah.
Okay, fair. I agree with you now. But I'll say this though, her quads look very good.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, the profile reads.
Yeah.
I like to squat. Okay, hence the quads.
There you go.
I like to squat. Probably too invested in killing Eve and love dive bars. Smiley face. Don't worry. I look better with my mask on.
That's pretty funny. So you got a lot there. She told you what she likes.
Squatting. And showing you
that she's funny. Mm-hmm. And you have the rainbow emoji. So she, you know, she's queer.
Yeah. And it is funny. Great. Like a little self-deprecating.
Yeah.
Not my personal style, but I would just see the rainbow and swipe yes. That's where I'm at.
I agree. I think people go to the bio later on. So that's why I'm saying.
They go to the bio after they've already
matched.
Completed.
Yeah.
Sexually.
I don't think that's accurate.
I think I know what I'm talking about. Okay.
I think that's a great bio.
Second picture.
Okay. Now the second one is a group of friends. So mm-hmm. yes, you already know who she is, but I wouldn't have a group of friends in any of your photos.
Yeah, because you know what could happen? Your friends could get all, they're like, you know what? Hey, you seem great. The girl on the right
is hotter.
Give me her IG.
Exactly. I think that's a problem. Never have friends in your photos. And if you do.
Unless they're fucking hideous.
Or cover their faces with an emoji or something.
Yes.
I've seen that done.
Fair.
So I would say this second photo is a no-go because it's you and your friends. And it's also not close enough up on your face.
Okay. And here's mine. Mm-hmm. If I may say, I love the dress. See, I'm a sucker. I think I like this person.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, right. I got to be more objective.
Yeah.
Too many people in the photo.
Yes.
But great dress.
Great dress.
Okay. Here we go. Also, here we go. The next one. Okay. So now we have, it looks like she's on a hike with this cute ass dog.
Okay. So you got a dog. That is an excellent thing to have. Have a dog in photos because my current girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Brag alert.
I know. Huge. She said that she swiped on me when she saw the picture of me and my dog.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I do think, yeah, if you have a cute animal,
yeah,
flaunt it for matches.
Absolutely. But I have to say, we're three photos deep. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten a close up on her face.
That's true. And she's got a very cute face.
Yeah.
So like show it off. Show make it. Eye contact with the camera. Make love to the camera. Yeah. Put the phone in your mouth.
Yes.
Post that.
Yeah.
And I do, though. I also really like when you get another, there needs to one be of closer for sure. Mm-hmm. But I do like that you're doing something that you enjoy doing and you're smiling.
Yeah.
Like show me what you like to do with a smile and don't give me like a mean mug.
Love it.
I love the happiness in this.
I agree. Okay. Now this is the fourth photo. Fourth photo is her in her bathroom and she is taking a photo of her tattoo. So it's a mirror selfie, but you are turned around and you have a back tattoo and you're taking a photo of your back tattoo.
So unfortunately, this is the worst.
This is the worst photo you have. And I would
get rid of it.
Get rid of it immediately.
Replace it with a picture of your face.
Yeah.
So like not a full body, just chest up, a selfie of you smiling.
Now, because I'm guessing what she's trying to do here is show off her tattoo.
Which, yeah.
This would be great if you were outside. Let's say the photo's outside and you are looking over your shoulder.
Okay,
so
yeah.
So you still get the back tattoo in it, but mm-hmm. you're still showing us your face. This is so awkward that we are now invited into your bathroom.
Right.
You're taking a mirror selfie, which is a huge no-go.
I can see also a Febreze bottle, a pill bottle, and a pull-up bar.
Not great.
That's stealing the show for me.
Exactly.
For me, I'm reading way too into what the hell's going on in your bathroom. What pills are those? What flavor of Febreze? How many pull-ups can you do?
Yeah.
Show me.
Do not invite people into your bathroom ever. Until you have had sex.
Five or six times. Be together for a full committed relationship. Get a ring on your finger, and then maybe they can see your tub. But yeah, I would say this profile is good. It just is missing. I really like the first one. The next swipe should have been a close selfie of you smiling. Mm-hmm. Keep the you hiking with your dog and then get rid of the bathroom selfie. And the profile is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say that honestly, out of 10, this is like a 7 or 8 out of 10. In essence, I very much like that you're smiling and that there's a joke up top. But yeah, we want to see your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge, huge factor, especially with lesbians, yep. is they don't care necessarily about the types of friends you have or all of that. I think they want to see who you are through your photos.
Yep.
And we get a little bit of her personality through these photos, and that's huge.
Yes.
But I want to see your face.
And we always want to see your face.
Yeah.
And you have like a very warm, welcoming smile that mm-hmm. I can see from the like full body. So yeah. like get them a little closer and watch as your matches go up.
I love this.
Also, if you want to send us screenshots of your profile and have us review it, go for it. I mean, what a treat.
We might do it.
We might. From two hot, wifed up ex-Bumble fumblers.
Yeah.
Send them over.
Listen, we really did it. You know, we really put in the work.
We're success stories.
And we succeeded. And you've heard of my Bumble fumbles, so I've come really far.
You, I mean, especially, you've put in your blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah. blood in the sense that, yes, I did bleed on that one girl that one time.
You really bled on that girl.
That was crazy.
Fuck.
Out of my nose, if for those of you who are not there around that time in my life.
Oh my God.
I got a nosebleed while making out with a girl and then blamed it on her.
You're like, wow, you're bleeding.
And she was like, what?
That's the confidence of Mackenzie right there. If you have Bumble Fumbles, Ask a Dyke, or anything, you can always email us. Also, leave us an Apple review. And if you mention my huge, quote, circus cans, you'll get a prize.
Let's get into some gay news. This week, I know we
talked
about...
Is it James Corden? Sorry.
No, I didn't even want to talk about it because people DM'd us about it, about how upset they were.
Infuriating.
And I am upset about it. So I don't really want to talk about him.
Yeah, it's fair.
Getting the... Yeah. But this week in gay news, JoJo Siwa, which we talked about last week, she obviously came out. You remember?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's fucking huge. Did you see her talking about her girlfriend?
So that's the gay news. She came out and started talking about her girlfriend and then finally revealed who she was. So this is a person that she's been friends with for over a year. And they had their 1 month anniversary.
Yes, they fucking did.
And I love that. If that isn't the most lesbian thing to do, is to come out of the closet after being with somebody for 1 month.
Oh my God.
You know
God.
What I mean?
It seems like, and I hear, I didn't see it, but that they look similar?
No.
They don't?
No, I mean, they're both white and blonde, but I don't think that
they're not mirror queers?
No, I don't think so. Because I've seen some mirror queers where you're like, actually, which one is which?
Got
like, it's
it.
Like Tegan and Sarah, as if they dated each other.
Yep.
But no, I think you can absolutely tell them apart.
Okay. But I do really respect that this is like full on lesbian culture, queer culture, thrown into the mainstream by the very young and talented JoJo.
I'm like really here for it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Also, I watched one of the clips where she's talking about her girlfriend. I didn't see the girlfriend. And she's like smiling
she's
when she's
love.
Talking about her. You can like very much see the joy that it brings her.
Yeah.
And that is what I'm here for. I want to see not a drama. I want to see a love story.
I couldn't agree more with you. I think it was one of my favorite things to see this week.
I love that. You know what my favorite thing to see this week was?
What?
Your flat pussy. Oh my God, I didn't see it. I didn't. Not for lack of trying, I'll tell you that.
And you know what? That has been
gay
news. Not really a lot happening this week in gay news.
Who cares? You know what's happening in my gay news?
What?
I got fucked 3 times last night.
Nice. 3.
Yes. And we made a bunch of funny TikToks. Pretty gay week for us.
That is gay.
I also came over very early in the morning, so it makes it feel like my whole day is full of gayness.
I love that.
I love
that about us.
You know what I got for you?
What?
A queer of the week, a.k.a. a quatua.
Oh, it rolls off the tongue.
Wow, it just really fucking flows. I can't believe we wouldn't call it that before. It's just so easy. Okay, here we go. Hi, I love you guys so much. Thanks for bringing so many laughs to my ears. Anyway, I would like to nominate my amazing girlfriend, Al, as Queer of the Week. We just recently had our 1 year anniversary, and I wanted to make her feel special. I knew right from our first date she was something special, and I couldn't let her go. Mm. Al is the sweetest, most caring, genuine, most badass person I've ever met. I'm so excited for our future together. We usually listen to the podcast together in car rides or with our Spotify sessions when we're not together. We can't get enough of you guys, and we watch almost all of the shows/movies you two guys talk about.
I love that.
Love you guys so much. XOXO, Queer Gossip Girl. I kind of ad-libbed at the end, but that's the essence I'm getting. So happy Queer of the Week to you, Al.
I love that.
You guys seem like a very cute couple. I think that couples that two dykes together are couples that stick together.
I know, you know what? We did have a call. We called out one episode for any breakups. And we said, if you guys have ever put each other in Queer of the Week, let us know if you broke up yet. And we got none.
None.
Couples that two dykes and a mic's together.
Stick together.
Stick together. Also
rolls right off the tongue. So congrats. That's so cute. I also I really like hearing girlfriends talk about each other because there is nothing more pure and genuine and true than like queer love.
I agree.
Than like queer love.
Give me the pitch. If we were to pitch Queer Gossip Girl today to our manager, give me the pitch. What would it be?
Okay, so played by Blake Lively, except for she's 60 years old.
She's finally coming into her queerness.
Yes, and so she's in old face.
Okay.
She's wearing a bald cap, and she's very old. She is the, like, town crazy person. And everyone's like, who the fuck is that? But we all know that she's like in the original.
No, wait, wait, wait. Is this actually, is it Blake Lively playing a character?
Serena Vanderwoodson.
Okay, so it's not just Blake Lively playing Blake Lively.
No, no, no. She's playing Serena Vanderwoodson, but old, and she's like the crazy person in this town.
Okay.
And 60, so she's, okay. She looks like hell.
Yeah.
And we know as the audience that it's like, oh my God. Like, it's like a little Easter egg. Like, that's Blake Lively, like, who played the original Serena Vanderwoodson. And now in the reboot, so they're all gay as hell. They're all like...
All the kids are gay.
All the kids are gay. And yeah. Blake Lively is now gay, but she's like an old crazy gay that they're like, don't listen to her. That girl's crazy. And they basically just, they live in the same town. Everything's still going on.
Now, the same town is, it's New York. This is Manhattan.
Yeah. It's
it's not really a town. Right. It's kind of like one of the biggest cities in the world.
You know, New York City. You probably have never heard of it. It's close to Boston, the main city. Yeah. It's filthy and disgusting.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of like very, very hardcore, like uncomfortable gay sex.
Okay.
And there are no men in it. So you don't get, you know, Chuck Bass, Bart Bass, none of those guys. You don't get any of like Rufus's guitar.
Got it.
None of that. No lonely boy. It's lonely girl.
Okay.
And she's like, what do we do? Obviously you find out that lonely girl is old ass Blake Lively and all of the girls are in school together. You have your same like popular girl. Who's going to do what? Who's fucking who? But they're all sleeping with each other.
I love this.
Yep.
So this is Gay Gossip Girl.
Gay Gossip Girl. So it's a reboot.
Now, how does she know all their secrets?
She watches all of them from the gutters.
So you're telling me Blake Lively is coming back to reprise her role.
Yes.
And this time.
But she's washed up quite literally in a gutter.
So she comes out at night.
Yes.
From the gutters, uh-huh. Like a sea witch.
Yes.
And watches these young, hot, queer people.
Picture them, you know, like on the steps, on the staircases, yeah, of lunch.
Yeah.
Like talking shit, wearing their like Prada.
Yeah.
And then just like in this bottom left-hand corner of the frame, you're like, do I see something in that gutter? Blake Lively. She's bald and she's listening and she has like an old Sidekick 2 flip phone and she's like tweeting to her chocolate mom. Yes. And she's like, just heard from the steps Blair fucked Jenny little J again, took her virginity for the 8th time, because it's a construct. Catch you next time. Pass the pumpkin pie. And then she does the scissoring emoji. Gay Gossip Girl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to pitch it this week?
Of course I do. Should we call up our agents? Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I have a story for you.
Do you? Can you handle it? I've made you laugh so fucking good today.
I think it's, I'm like, I don't know what it is.
No,
I'm,
it's me.
I'm giggly today. Your Gay Gossip Girl is so fucking stupid.
I'm really picturing Blake in a gutter because she lately has been picking like ugly roles where she's like, I'm a surfer who gets trapped 600 feet meters under the ocean in like a cage.
No, no, no. That role that she did, like the entire movie, she's in a bikini.
Yeah, but like the newer ones, the like past 5 years, she's like, what if I was just
ugly.
Ugly. Hold on. Can you believe it? But the movies are bad. By the way, fucking love Blake Lively.
I love her, and I just watched her in The Rhythm Section. It's a movie where she cuts her hair off.
What is this?
Dyes her hair, and she goes in as like an assassin to kill people that killed her family.
Mm-hmm.
Unwatchable.
Right. Yes.
It is one of the worst movies I have seen in my entire life.
I have, and I'm very not... typically attracted to blonde women.
Yeah.
But Blake Lively has always had a soft spot right between my left and right legs that she like fucking does something for me.
Yeah.
And I love her. I'm a huge fan. I've like definitely fell in love with Serena Vanderwoodson. Yeah. Like I love Blake Lively.
Yeah, she's great.
But these, so no disrespect.
Yeah.
I'm a huge stan.
And she is a good actress.
She's a fantastic actress. And I think she's incredible. These past few years, the choices that she's making are fucking weird. If you're gonna sign on to a horrible movie that's poorly written and poorly produced, at least be like a bombshell. But instead, she's like, hold on, I'm gonna pick projects that are horrible and I'd like to look like hell while I do it. Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
You're Blake Lively. It mean something to me.
It's the weirdest thing. And it's not like she doesn't have opportunities coming around every corner.
I don't understand. Yeah, she's like choosing to do this. Like, yeah, there must be some intention behind it.
I don't know. We'll call her up. We'll pitch her Gay Gossip
Girl.
Yeah,
she'll say yes.
Am I going to look like shit? Then yes.
Then yes.
Is it going to be bad?
Then yes.
Hell yes. All right. I have a childhood trauma. So this one is, it says, childhood trauma, you're not alone, Mackenzie. Dear Queen Dykes.
That's us.
I have a childhood trauma story to tell you so Mackenzie doesn't feel so bad about pissing herself.
I love that everyone's comforting you.
Thank you. I needed it. There are others, but we'll start here. When I was 8, I was obsessed with Grease 2 and big baggy button-ups with popped collars strapped down by big belts because they hid my giant B cups from the world.
Yes, bitch. Same.
At recess, my besties, Brandy, Marnie, and Sigrun, 2.5 of the four of us turned out gay as fuck. What's the 0.5?
I probably...
bisexual. And I used to claim every swing on the set, and we would swing as high as we could and jump off at the apex. While we pumped, we sang Let's Bowl from Grease 2 at the top of our lungs. On this particular fall day in New England, I dressed up in my best yellow with giant black polka dots, popped collared shirt, my grandmother's wide patent leather belt, and teased my hair up high enough to kiss the clouds. Mm. I claimed my goddamn swing and started pumping and singing Let's Bowl, Let's Bowl, Let's Rock and Roll at full voice. The recess bell rang and Brandy, Marnie, and Sigrun jumped, but I'd gone the highest. Suddenly, the black top looked a lot harder at this height. A crowd gathered. I started to slow down. One of the douchey boys yelled, "She's chicken shit." I pumped harder again. At the very last second, just as I saw the disappointment in my friend's eyes, I let go and jumped. I felt a tug, a jerk back, but I was flying so fast through the air, nothing could stop my momentum. The clouds filled my vision. The angels laughed. No, not angels. Caleb. Caleb was laughing. He was joined by everyone in the whole world. I looked down. Caleb and Jeremy's heads were blocked out by my giant pearly white boots, flopping around in the wind. I looked past my boobs and saw the giant black belt, my 8-year-old chubby belly sitting atop the belt. I screamed no, and then I crashed hard into the asphalt, sliding across the basketball court to the sound of raspberried flesh and my classmates' laughter. I rolled over and was pounced on by Mrs. Schwartz, my favorite teacher.
What?
She threw her pea coat over me and helped me to my feet. I looked back at the swing, my nemesis, and saw my yellow and black polka dot shirt twisted in the chains, swinging slowly in the breeze where it had been ripped off my body.
No.
To this day, I keep those bitches strapped down. They don't like to be touched in certain ways. They haven't seen the sun since my fateful day. And the left one in particular is still very sensitive. Oh. I too pissed myself, but I was 21, so I'm not sure that counts.
In addition, by the way, I have also pissed myself. Yeah,
that sucks. That is one of my biggest fears, is to somehow your shirt being torn abruptly from your body.
Accidental nudity that's out of your control is always such a stressful situation.
That's bad.
Fuck. Ugh. Also, you really painted a beautiful picture.
Yeah, that was good. That was Mel. Thank you, Mel.
That was really beautifully written. Thank you for sharing that story with us. And I feel like I was there.
And if you guys have any more childhood trauma stories, we're here for it, because I feel like they shaped us into the awkward gay girls we are today.
The scared queers that we are. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Fucking yes. Thank you for that.
Do you have a Bumble Fumble for me?
Oh, I've got a Bumble Fumble. I haven't read it yet, but I'm sure it's good. Here we go. Hi.
I'm already there.
I've been listening to you guys for a while now, and I love your Bumble Fumble segment. My girlfriend said I should share my Bumble Fumble with you guys, so here it is. I was going through a huge hoe session in the summer of 2019 at Girls in Wonderland, which is a big lesbian event in Orlando. Okay.
How have we not performed there?
We have to. I was freshly 21 and the baby dyke of my friend group. I was messaging with this one girl on Tinder who was cute and seemed fairly normal based on her pictures and bio. I was drunk and horny, so I sent her my hotel room number and told her to come.
Hot.
She ended up arriving at my room at the same time as my friends who were staying with me, LOL. We both stood there awkwardly as my friends gathered their stuff to get ready for dinner, and they were all going to a hibachi restaurant that was right next to the hotel. This was still being important later in the story. After they left, her and I started making out. She was using way too much tongue. She started grunting as she kissed me.
What?
This should have been the first red flag. I was still pretty drunk and figured that I could get past it. Huge red flag. This happens a lot where we're all like, well, I was drunk, so I just kept going.
Yeah.
It doesn't end well. I've read enough Bumble Fumbles to know.
You've also dated enough to know.
I sure should have. I was pretty drunk, so I figured I would just look past it. I started going down on her and everything was pretty normal. Then she got off, she meowed. And I mean, she straight up went, meow. I never sobered up so fast in my entire life.
That is
so boring. I panicked
and
ended up telling her that I felt sick from drinking too much. After she left the room, I texted my friend asking if I could join them at dinner. And I told her and the lesbians and the hibachi chef. And that was my last Tinder hookup.
That's bad. This is one of many that we've heard girls doing this.
Yes. Meowing, oinking, neighing.
What's up with that?
I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure that that's somebody's thing to be meowed at.
I know. I almost want you, like, if you're a meower or you make these kind of noises in bed, you need to tell people.
I wonder.
Put it in your bio.
It is such a bold move.
It's a bold move.
Without any, like, conversation about it. The first time you're sleeping with somebody,
yeah,
to pull out and be like, maybe they'll like this.
I wonder if girls are like, I got to make it memorable.
It feels like it.
You know, and it's like, I don't think you do. The first time you're getting to know the person, you shouldn't be bringing out your craziest shit.
Right.
Save that for date two.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
Just, but like,
I'm not saying be vanilla.
No.
But
bring,
like,
your A game.
Yeah, but.
But like something that, I don't know, I'm like, the meowing would really take me out of it because then I would be like, am I also supposed to be a cat?
Or a dog?
Or a dog? Am I your owner?
Yeah.
Are you chasing me? Am I a ball of yarn? Should I just sit here and unravel? Because that's what's happening.
Have you ever meowed?
No, I'm not. I don't identify with cats at all.
I don't either. I would never make a noise like that, any animal noise in bed.
No, other than I get a bunch of fur balls, but that's about it.
You start choking on fur balls.
Yeah, fuck. Wow, what a move to just be like, I'm going to throw this out. I wonder if that's just like her thing.
Yeah, but even if it is your thing, I would feel like you have to, I guess they're probably not aware enough. If you're doing that on date one, you're not aware.
No.
That's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What's the craziest thing somebody ever did night one
sleeping
with you? A girl
shoved cocaine in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty bad.
What, did you think I wasn't going to have one?
No, that's pretty bad. That's worse than anything I've ever had.
Yeah, like, because she was like, she took a bump.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I'm actually not. I'm good.
Yeah.
And she shoved her finger in the coke and then shoved it on my gums.
What?
And then was like, let's fuck now.
Real?
No, it wasn't.
That's crazy.
It was a different girl in Minneapolis.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I thought it would taste good, but it was so bitter.
Oh, I've never done it.
Yeah.
I'm a loser.
No.
It's clear. I didn't need to say that.
Yeah, no, I think we got it from, like, the pee trauma, where you are cool-wise. Yeah. I think that was the one where I was like, I would have preferred if she asked me before. But I was like, I like fingers in my mouth. Like, that's sexy. Like,
yeah, but
finger play.
Need to ask people.
But I didn't know she was giving me cocaine.
Cooking.
And that I would have preferred to given her my consent to.
Yeah.
Before giving me narcotics that are illegal.
Consent technically wasn't a thing before 2019.
It just didn't exist.
It just didn't exist.
Yeah, no one was recognizing it. Even in our queer community, if
exactly.
you can believe that. People were acting wild.
Yeah.
What about you? What's the...
The craziest thing I can remember is a girl who, before we had sex the first time, like, took me on a tour of her body to tell me all the things that were wrong with it.
No.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Give me one example with it.
I can't because she might listen and I don't want to offend her. Yeah.
Wow.
But she like told me about the things she didn't like about her body before we had sex.
That's so weird. That's such a turn off to me.
It was one of the craziest things that's ever happened.
And then you guys still had sex.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was naked.
You're like, we're already
here. We're here.
Were you supposed to reciprocate with like, here's the things that I don't like about my body?
No, I think she wanted to like tell me. So maybe if I saw something, I wouldn't think it's, but obviously that's not where your head's at when you're having sex.
No, not at all.
But it just shows how insecure some women are when they're about to have sex.
Oh, that's so sad.
And it is sad. I remember being like, I would have never noticed any of these things ever. And she was obviously, it was so in her head.
That's sad. Yeah. Wow. I do think that girls, or like a lot of us sometimes are like, if I don't bring up this thing about my body, that obviously they're all going to be thinking about it. But the truth of the matter is like, when you're having sex with somebody, they're just so happy to be having sex with you that they're just like, everything is fucking cake.
Everything's great. I have never had sex with somebody where I thought about their body while I was having sex with them.
I constantly think about their bodies, but not
in
a way that's like...
Yeah, it's not a bad way. I'm thinking about their bodies, but not in... a critical way. No, I'm not never criticizing a woman's body ever.
No.
I'm pumped to be there.
Oh God, so happy. And I've been my most sexually confident. I'd say I reached my peak at my peak weight.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, I just feel like I got somehow like tricked into believing that if I'm naked, whoever is around me is fucking blessed.
That is still true.
Still true, of course. But I like learned that 50 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
It carries over because I'm like, you should be fucking lucky. But I'm also sleeping with the same person all the time that right. I have like true love for. So yeah. I'm like, it's so much beyond our physical bodies because our souls are connecting. You've had gay sex.
That's cute.
But I think it's like interesting to think about.
It is. It's interesting. And I want like all the listeners to know that when you're having sex with somebody, there is probably not a second that goes by that they are thinking about your body in a critical sense.
No one's analyzing your body. No one's taking in, counting, noticing, measuring, sizing up. Like there is literally just none of that. I also have been with like shredded people and I've never had
that
the
happen.
Inkling that they were judging or comparing
yeah.
body. I'm like, I don't know. I haven't experienced that in my sexual roundabouts.
No, I guess I'm just saying like, yeah, get out of your head and don't be so critical about yourself when you're in the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Because
nobody's thinking about it.
Absolutely. Let go.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Let it go. Let it go.
Do you want to hear the movie I watched?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's this movie on Hulu and it's called In and of Itself. Mm-hmm. It's an hour and a half long and it's billed as a documentary.
Okay. It's not?
Not a documentary. What happened was it is a show that was running in New York for a few years. Mm-hmm. He did like 500 and some shows and it's in a tiny little theater, like a black box theater. And it ended up getting like a ton of hype. It ended up being really good. And basically what happened, and they filmed that performance and they cut it together.
Oh,
but it's a live performance.
It's not a documentary. It's a live performance.
It's a live. It couldn't be less of a documentary. I don't know why they call it that.
So it's a comedy.
No.
Okay. Dramedy.
I mean, it's like a storytelling magic kind of like self-expression mixed with like, you know, when you were a senior in high school and they would have you go to like a camp that was like kind of like rah, rah, like don't judge a book by its cover.
Okay.
It's kind of like that. So, and it's in defense, just to be aware, it is a stretch to review it on this podcast, but I'm just going to make it short.
Okay.
But it is this magician and his name's Derek and
Can I just tell you right away? I hate men and I hate magicians.
Okay. I love magicians.
Okay.
And a lot of them are men. So that's my cross to bear.
Yeah.
I love magic. I think it's so special and important and fun.
Important?
Yeah. I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned through magic.
You are out of your mind.
I can't do it. And I fucking love it.
I hate magic.
What?
I think actually out of everything in the world, magic.
Why would?
And the whole magic scene, like the magic castle.
Are you serious?
Cannot. Penn and Teller?
Okay.
I'm out.
But like
David Copper?
Okay, wait.
You're the talking angel about guy that dated Cameron Diaz?
Wait, Chris Angel?
I can with Chris Angel.
Okay, I still fuck with Chris Angel. I watch his show Mind Freak every episode.
The magic community.
David Blaine?
The whole, okay, I think what bugs me the most is Chris Angel and how he dresses and his branding.
Yeah, of course. Hard to watch.
Hard.
Hard to get through.
I can't stand magic.
Okay, wait, you're taking something beautiful and you're only focusing on like the very bad commercial mainstream version of it.
No.
I'm talking about good magic.
I've seen the Edward Norton movie with Jessica Biel where they're supposed to be together. Because of magic?
Okay. See, you've misconstrued magic. I'm talking about like kids who are finding a way to express themselves and get more confident. So they decide that they're going to put their energy into this beautiful, harmless thing that like entertains people and lets you connect with the world around you in a way that you thought maybe like, oh, I'm a little too different to express myself. Like, I think magic is a beautiful tool that like introverts can use.
Do you think the listeners can hear my eye roll?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, whatever. Magic. I love it.
Okay.
So this magician has so Mackenzie didn't watch it. I'm going to explain it to her. Every audience member, when they walk into the theater, there is a wall of like, you know, note cards that says I am with like a ton of different things. A teacher, a movie buff. A introvert, whatever.
A homo.
Yes. Okay. Some are silly, some are true. It doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. You pick one on the way in and then you watch his show And he basically just goes through each. He's got like a few different stories. One is like how he got into magic. He shows you card tricks. One is like, and he does like other things that are, it's a mixture of storytelling and magic. So I fucking loved it.
Okay.
One of these stories includes him getting like hate crimed as a kid because kids at his school found out that his mom is gay.
Okay.
So
he has one mom or two moms?
His mom had him when he was 17.
Okay.
And when he was young, he like walked out and he saw his mom kissing another woman. Mm-hmm. Then he finds out his mom's gay. And then I think the two end up long-term dating and they move somewhere else together. So he has two moms, but it's like more like mom's girlfriend situation. And, so he gets this brick thrown into his window.
Wow.
And they move. He takes this brick and he sets it on a table. He does like an elaborate card trick with it where he covers it up with a house of cards. And he says like, you don't want to, he's like, I told everyone this story about this brick, but to anyone else, it would just be a brick. But to us in this room right now, we know that this brick holds a lot of weight in my stories and like who I am and whatever. He makes it disappear on stage. But before he does that, he says, anyone in the crowd, give me like an avenue that we would all know. It's in New York. So he said like Avenue A, and then somebody else in the crowd, give me like a street that we would know, Madison, whatever. And he makes the brick disappear. We think it's over. At the very end, people are like walking home on their Snapchat. It's like the credits footage. And you see that people have gone to that intersection and they look on the ground and there's that brick. Very fun. So the show can like break into the real world.
Okay.
There's a lot of fun aspects like that. A lot of celebrities went to go see it. So you see like Tim Gunn went to showing.
Okay.
Bill Gates is in the audience.
Wow.
It like picked up a lot of hype. And I, at the very end, so I like sobbed throughout this whole thing, obviously, because I love like a love feel good magic. And, you know, he goes through and the whole point is to just, you know, people have a lot of facets to themselves. It's also like a kind of discussing about like, you have to tell lies in fiction to tell truths, right? And like whether he's a liar, whether we're hearing a truth, what matters, what doesn't, who are we, blah, 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 blah. And at the last show, you see that his mom, his gay mom, was in the crowd. And he said, you're my mom. And they hugged and she looked really so cute. Gay. She has like short hair and like huge gauges, like thick, heavy ones.
Oh, wow.
And they hugged and it was like a really beautiful moment, and I love seeing his gay mom. So it's a stretch. It's not a gay story, but it was from the point of view of somebody who has a gay mom. And
I loved it.
Was very heartwarming, and it did really well.
How many gloves would you give it?
It's not gay enough. So like glove-wise, it's going to be low.
Yeah.
But content-wise, like if you're in the mood for something very sappy that you're like, oh, I feel like good.
Yeah.
And there's certain magic tricks that I cannot figure out for the life of me.
Mm-hmm.
So and it keeps that wonderment. I don't know. I give it like 2.5 gloves.
I like that. And I like feel good, but also like you learn a lesson. It sounds like this guy has something to say.
Yes.
And I think that's better than like bullshit magic tricks. Cause I've been to so many magic shows and I hate to say that.
He, at the end of each show, so he intercut it 7 or 8 different times.
Yeah.
He went through and named every person which card they drew on the way in.
Wow.
And I don't know how they did that.
Yeah.
Because
that's incredible.
I know he's a photographic memory, but I don't know how he would have known which cards they drew.
That's interesting. I might watch it. I'll tell you what, I might watch it. Well, that has been it for Two Dykes and a Mike. Next week, we actually don't have a movie. We're going to be doing finally the book Middlesex. I saved it for next week.
Are you pumped? I can't wait.
Are you excited?
I'm excited because I'm just going to sit back and relax because you know I'm not going to read.
Yeah. So you did this one. You did the magic thing. I'll do a book.
Oh, perfect.
It's
I can't
be
wait.
Great. If you guys have anything you want to send in to us for us to review or put on a Patreon episode, email us at twodykesandamike@gmail.com.
This has been a lot of fun. I am in love with you.
And I'm in love with
once you. Once we cut, after we have sex like we do after every episode, I will sing to you some more Britney Spears.
I would love that.
Hoops,
I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
I'm Rachel Scanlon. Go do something gay today.
We are the greatest dykes in the world. Mackenzie Goodwin. Rachel Scanlon. Worldwide Dykes for Life.